From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama calls for an intensification of the current strategy against the Islamic State. The president, speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey Monday, said it would be a mistake to deploy ground forces to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq, despite calls for a more forceful U.S. strategy in the wake of Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris.
We have the finest military in the world, and we have the finest military minds in the world. And I've been meeting with them intensively for years now, discussing these various options. And it is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that would be a mistake.
He said he wants to avoid a repeat of the U.S.-led war in Iraq, where massive amounts of U.S. forces were deployed, a strategy he implied could not be sustained. However, a prominent member of his own Democratic Party, Senator Dianne Feinstein, insists the Islamic State continues to expand and more needs to be done.
I've never been more concerned. I read the intelligence faithfully. ISIL is not contained. ISIL is expanding. They've just put out a video saying it is their intent to attack this country. And I think we have to be prepared.
She said she hopes France will pursue Article 5 and bring in NATO. In Burundi, authorities report at least five killed Sunday in a series of shootings and explosions in the capital Bujumbura, the latest violence believed to be tied to the political unrest that has gripped the East African country since President Pierre Nkurunziza launched his controversial bid for a third term. Meanwhile, a senior Burundian official told VOA his country's government is willing to start a dialogue with the opposition, following calls for such talks by President Obama and the UN. Willy Niyamitwe, a senior advisor to the president, said a dialogue could take place either inside or outside the country. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, arriving in Paris Monday, declared solidarity with France after last week's shootings and suicide bombings.
Don't mistake what these attacks represent. This is not a clash of civilizations. These terrorists have declared war against all civilization.
Mr. Kerry vowed to defeat the IS group, saying, "We are on the course to do so." Meanwhile, French President François Hollande vowed to step up the offensive in Syria. And French authorities detained nearly 24 people in police raids across the country. Officials said they have identified the suspected mastermind behind last Friday's deadly assault. Belgian Foreign Minister Didier Reynders said Monday a large-scale investigation there continues.
We have now a very large scope of investigations in France, in Belgium, and in other countries. And so we will wait the results of those investigations before to take any conclusions. There are maybe some people coming from France, coming from Belgium, coming from other countries involved in those terrorist attacks. But we will wait until the end of such a lot of investigations before to express something about that.
A Belgian national, Moroccan descent, Abdelhamid Abaoud, was named as the possible lead plotter of the attacks that killed nearly 130. In the wake of those attacks, several U.S. governors are now expressing concern over plans by the Obama administration to allow 10,000 refugees from Syria to settle in the U.S. Greg Abbott is the chief executive of Texas.
The database on the Syrian side simply does not exist. As a result, to the extent any Syrian refugee is allowed into the country, we are playing the same game of risk that Europe played with regard to the individual who entered Europe, who then participated in the terroristic bombing of Paris. As governor of the state of Texas, I will not roll the dice and take the risk on allowing a few refugees in simply to expose Texans to that danger.
President Obama told that Turkey news conference on Monday that Syrian refugees would not be allowed to enter the U.S. after subjecting them to rigorous screening and security. He said slamming the door on them would be a betrayal of our values. 17 Angolans accused of planning a rebellion and coup are on trial in Luanda in a case that rights groups say shows the government's intolerance of dissent. Authorities arrested the young activists in June after they met at a bookshop to discuss a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. At least seven killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers and a displaced persons camp. Witnesses say the shooting occurred Monday as people at the camp lined up to obtain food cards. 10 others were wounded. In the wake of a surge of sectarian violence, the UN is planning to redeploy 300 troops to Central African Republic from the UN mission to Ivory Coast to boost security ahead of planned elections next month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.